Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. Welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves videocast. Obviously today we have two guests that have collaborated and partnered on something pretty awesome for the future of the industry. I'm going to introduce you to two gentlemen, and they're going to talk about their partnership and why you should care about this. First, Graham Harrison, who's the VP and General Manager at Blue Sound Professional. Graham, how are you doing today? And tell them a little bit about Blue Sound Professional.
Sure, I'm doing well. Thanks, Gary. Blue Sound Professional is the world's first and so far only streaming audio platform specifically for commercial audio applications. So we make streaming audio hardware that people use in, shops and restaurants and bars and all sorts of applications.
And that's substantial because a lot of those applications have been using consumer kind of products. And, when you're in a commercial application, you need something better. And Andrew Gross, who is the VP of sales from Xcyte, X-Y-T-E. I know a lot of people have been hearing me talk about Xcyte for a while, which is a cloud-based management platform, but also kind of opens the door for AV as a service. Andrew, talk about, first off, introduce yourself and talk about where Xcyte is heading and what you hope to accomplish at Infocom.
Sure. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you having on here. So what Xcyte does is we work directly with AV manufacturers to give them kind of like out-of-the-box tools to build their own cloud-based remote monitoring and management solution. And that's typically like step one in terms of using our software so they don't have to build it from scratch, maybe spend too much money, time, and resources on building it on their own. That, after they set the foundation using our tools and building their own cloud-based monitoring tool, sets them off on a journey to really begin to offer now AV as a service, which can be anything from feature enablement in the cloud to even offering bundles on a monthly subscription payment for their hardware.
Well, Graham, I mean, obviously you understand AV as a service because the whole streaming industry is AV is a service-based industry. And with your hardware, you give them access to, you know, all that content. Explain to me sort of like what your vision is for why the cloud now and sort of what you're getting out of Xcyte.
Sure. So as we scaled, we began to be asked for cloud-based monitoring. We can monitor our devices in network, but people wanted to be able to monitor them across the internet, basically. Mm-hmm. And we have two types of customers to whom this would be useful. One is integrators, so they can monitor all of the installations they've done using our equipment. And the other one, which is coming more and more into play for us, is large end users, where they might have hundreds, thousands, or in some cases, tens of thousands of locations, and they need to be able to check the health of all of their players. Or in fact, we make intelligent speakers as well. And we were looking for a way of answering that need. We did look at doing it ourselves. We looked at some other platforms, but Xcyte was really the only platform that that really dealt with the commercial AV industry rather than the residential AV industry. And we liked the idea of going to a third-party platform because it's important to us that people, the integrators, are able to monitor their whole system, not just the player, for example. You know, knowing the player's working is one thing, but if the amp or speakers are not working, they're not getting music in their space. So it was important to us to have a third-party monitoring system that could also integrate with other manufacturers.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think that when you take a look at like a retail store that may have locations all around the world, you can have that consistent monitoring globally and even as delivering that service. Andrew, where do you see this? Like, I mean, obviously Blue Sound Professional is just one company. And I know you've got some other great partners out there. Legrand is an example, and you've got Avacor and others that are out there that have adopted at Wirestorm. Tell me sort of what the vision is for this and sort of how this, Graham did a great job explaining why he chose Xcyte rather than do it himself. And I think that's noble because what he's saying is like, look, we could build this ourselves, but if we did it using Xcyte, it opens it up where all the other gear can work together. But it's an uphill battle a little bit because you sort of have to explain that brand by brand, right?
You do, but I think if you're looking at the vision and what we've seen from speaking with consultants, integrators, and customers, and of course the manufacturers that we work with, is the cloud from a monitoring and management standpoint, and really maintaining an entire AV installation needs to become and really needs to fall under a standard. It's the same thing we've seen with communication protocols and audio and video spaces, where the more standards that are adopted, the better collaboration between manufacturers and the better outcome for your integrators and your customers. And everybody wins in that world because it's driving collective business. The one thing that's been left out is this cloud standard. There hasn't been a cloud standard, and you can't point to say AWS or Azure and say it's a cloud standard. That's just the hosting side of things. Right. No, what we need in AV and what we're looking to drive and working with folks like Blue Sound Professional, who are, I don't want to say, you know, early adopters, but really part of the innovator side of this thing, is they're getting in early to be able to help build that cloud standard and surround themselves around other manufacturers so that integrators and end customers can have finally that single pane of glass for all things related to their audiovisual installation. So that's really where we're headed. And folks like Graham are the ones that are really helping us drive that.
Yeah, I think it's innovative and it's smart thinking, Graham, because what you're basically saying is, let us do what we do really well. And if somebody else is doing the cloud really well, let's hang our products off the cloud. When Graham, do you see, because obviously you're selling the streaming music service, obviously, through this, but when do you see AV as a service where actually people will be able to buy your equipment on OpEx rather than CapEx? Like, do you see that a number of years away, or do you think that's closer than we think?
No, I think that's closer than we think. Just to be clear, we don't sell music services. We sell the hardware, and the music services are separate to that.
Sure.
But we closely partner with some music services, and we're actually talking to some of them now about the idea of offering a combined service plus hardware package as an OPEX rather than a CAPEX. So it's already front and center for us. I'm not sure how quickly it'll deploy, but it's certainly being talked about at the moment. There is a ton of change going on in this content provision and deployment space. There's AI coming along, both for curation and even production. And we're just at a really interesting point of change. And as you say, the idea of AV as a service is really a part of that.
Yeah, and both of these companies will be at Infocom. And so if you're a brand and you're trying to decide your cloud, your strategy, you should definitely check out Xsyte, xyte.io. But even if you're an integrator and want to see the vision of the future and what you can do right now with the brands I mentioned and a handful of others, this is an opportunity for you to really understand how this is going. And so you can, you know, stop by and talk to Graham at Blue Sound Professional. And if you're doing installs where you need audio everywhere, this is the company to take a look at, because they're giving you that access real easily. And the Blue Sound Professionals in both of them are in this central hall. Blue Sound's at 9808. Xsyte's going to be in 8263. I think this is going to be a big year for the cloud, Andrew. I predicted that at the beginning of the year with my crystal ball. I think this is the year where we're finally going to see traction and getting some of these other brands to adopt it as quickly. I think Legrand is going to be a big deal, because I think that sort of puts a, you know, like, they're a big glue company out there, and that can't do anything but help all of us.
Yeah. And I'd say too, Gary, one other thing just around the as a service component is, for the manufacturers that are watching this or come by our booth and thinking about as a service, don't think it's just offering your devices on a subscription basis or on an OPEX basis. As a service can mean offering digital products. It can mean enabling features down the road. It can mean anything related to licenses, features, digital products, warranties, services, support. It doesn't matter, right? As a service encompasses it all, but the key is getting that standard cloud platform to then deliver all those services on top of your hardware, right? Make great hardware. Let us focus on making great cloud delivery mechanisms.
Well, both of you will be at Infocom. I hope that people take the time to check you out. Again, Xsyte's going to be in Central Hall in booth 8263, and Blue Sound Professional will be in Central Hall in booth 9808. Guys, congratulations on this partnership. Thanks for joining me to explain it, and best of luck to you at the show. in just less than 4 weeks. So thank you. And of course, all of our Infocom covers at raypubs.com/Infocom. These stories and others are already on the website now. So check it out.
Thanks very much, Gary.
Thank you.